It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? How are you, neighbor? Oh, I'm glad to be with you. Can you imagine what I brought in this bag? I'll show you a little bit of it. It's something that I need to take to the kitchen to put together. We'll do that together. Put it together, together. Hi, fish. Okay, here is the plastic plate. And on top of that, we will put this. Look like a bowl with a cord, electric cord. Now this has to have some water put in it. So we'll get, here's the measuring cup. Can you imagine what it is? You'll see. It takes about 4 cups of water. In this bottom bowl here. Now, let's plug this in. Have to be very careful with this. This is something for adults. You ready for me to turn it on? It's a fountain. That's what it is. It's a fountain, and I can turn it off and then turn it on again. See how the water comes up and then falls down? Oh, I think it's beautiful. You like looking at fountains? I know I do. There are fountains in different places all over the world. Some are very big, and some are little, like this one. Some have a lot of water, and some have just a trickle. But they're all fountains. Now, a friend of mine sent me a videotape. I want to show it to you. And the videotape shows a lot of different fountains from around the world. And this is a card that says what the fountains are, where they are. So let's just watch this tape together. Fountains all around the world. This is the Clarence Buckingham Fountain in Chicago, Illinois. Isn't that beautiful? Right in the city. In Rockefeller Center in New York, New York. In the Tokyo Dome. In Tokyo, Japan. Look at that water moving like that. Over and back. Here's a fountain in front of a church in San Francisco, California. And a fountain in the park near the Arc de Triomphe in Paris, France. A fountain in the harbor in Oslo, Norway.
St. Peter's Square in Rome, Italy. Here's a fountain in Monte Carlo, Monaco. Los Angeles Music Center fountain in Los Angeles, California. And a lovely fountain in Paris, France again. A fountain in Newport Beach, California. And here's one in front of the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York. This is the Crown Prince Fountain in Tokyo, Japan. And Point State Park in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Isn't that beautiful? Water all over the world. I love to see those fountains. Turn ours on again. I think I'd like to show you something in the bathroom. I'd like to show you something here. Now just watch. See that water going down the drain? And it goes right down that drain. And over here. Watch this water go down this drain. There we go. Now, water goes down the drain, and soap suds go down the drain, but people can never go down the drain. You can never go down, can never go down, can never go down the drain. You can never go down, can never go down, can never go down the drain. The rain may go down, and the water, and the soap suds, and all of that, but you can't go down. You're bigger than any bathroom drain. You can never go down, can never go down, can never go down the drain. Yeah, you're bigger than this drain, or this one, or this one. Let's have some make-believe, all right? Come along. Get the trolley. Okay, trolley. Let's pretend something about water in the neighborhood of make-believe. Okay, trolley? Ready? All right. Neighborhood of make-believe.
I'm fine, trolley. How are you? King Friday and I have a meeting. Yes, it's always interesting. Same to you, trolley.
Mayor Maggie, I presume?
Correct as usual, King Friday.
Enough pleasantries. I shall get right to the point.
The point of what, King Friday?
The point of our meeting.
Very well.
I have decided to give you and Westwood a royal gift.
Oh, really? How kind of you, King Friday.
Very kind.
Yes, how very kind of you. Mm-hmm. But what is the royal gift?
I shall give it to you when you have guessed what it is.
Guessed what it is?
That's all. Simply guess what I'm going to give you, and I will give it to you.
Any hints?
It's something beautiful.
Something beautiful. Your crown?
Of course not, Mayor Maggie. Now guess again.
Is it the sky above the castle?
Well, you have your own sky in Westwood.
Indeed we do. But, what about Miss Pontificate's feather duster?
Why, what made you think of Miss Pontificate, I presume?
Correct as usual, King Friday, and I've already dusted it off.
Don't tell Mayor Maggie what you dusted.
Very good, sire.
Is it something beautiful?
Well, it is when it's working.
When it's working.
Miss Polificate, you may give it to Mayor Maggie once she has guessed what it is. We're getting a new one.
Very good, sire.
Farewell, Mayor and Ms. P.
Farewell, King Friday. So, it's beautiful when it's working.
Right. It has water that falls from the top. It recirculates, and the water keeps falling.
Water falling?
You guessed it. Oh, you did say waterfall, didn't you?
I said waterfalling.
That's it. That's it. The waterfall is yours. And...
Why, I don't know what to say.
Thanks for the waterfall. That's enough. And it's freshly dusted.
Thanks for the dusted waterfall.
Oh, you're welcome. And I'll see you later, Mayor Maggie.
Farewell, Miss Polificate.
Farewell.
Well, I guess a waterfall needs water. Maybe the platypus family has some water.
Toots.
Oh, hello there, Lady Lane.
Looks like you have something, and it looks like you need something.
I have a waterfall and no water.
Well, you've come to the right place, Toots. I have plenty of water. Now, you just hold it. And I'll turn it on.
Wait a minute, Lady Elaine. I don't know where to put the water. Turn it off, Lady Elaine. Stop the water.
What's wrong?
I don't know what to do with all this water.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that, Toots.
Mind if I leave this here while I go get dried off?
Oh, sure. Go into the D room right inside.
That's D for dry?
You've got it. Yeah. I'm sorry. Well, now, I wonder how this really works. I guess if you push something...
Something new?
Oh! You scared me.
Sorry, Lady Lane. Just wondered what you were doing.
It's an old waterfall.
Oh, whose is it?
Well, it's not mine.
Just whom I was looking for.
I'm really glad to see you. This waterfall's for us in Westwood.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow, it's nice. How does it work?
It needs water.
Should I turn the hose on again?
I don't think so.
What's wrong with turning on the hose?
This mayor gets wet. That's what's wrong.
Oh, did you ever try one of these?
Well, how does it work?
I just put it on your hose.
Should I turn on the water?
Oh, no, not till I get it on.
Okay.
There. Now you can turn on the water.
All right. There.
But it's not on.
Ah, but it is. Watch.
Hey! That is a great contraption.
It is.
Could I try it?
Surely.
Yeah. Let's see here now.
Lady Elaine, your water is squirting everywhere.
Oh, dear. Oh,
we're very sorry, Miss Polificate. Let us help you.
Easy does it now, Lady Elaine.
Okay.
We'll be back for the waterfall in a few. And you may keep the nozzle, Lady Elaine.
Oh, thanks, Toots. And the happiness to you and your life ahead.
Thanks.
Oh, boy.
It looks like it was raining over here.
Yes.
Where did water rain?
Stop, Lady Elaine!
Go, Trolley!
At first, Lady Elaine was trying to be a help. But later, she kept squirting when she wasn't supposed to squirt. What do you think will happen? We'll make up more about that story next time. Right now, the fish needs some food. There you are, fish. Such beautiful fish in their water. Look what's here. These six letters together spell friend. F-R-I. Let's see who's at the door. Maybe it's a friend. It is.
Speedy delivery. Friend. We've been friends for a long time.
We surely have, Mr. McFeely.
And sometimes friends wear raincoats.
Yes, are you trying to tell me something?
I certainly am. Speedy delivery. It's a video how people make raincoats. Would you like to see it?
I would. Would you tell us about it?
I'll tell you all about it.
Good.
Put it on picture-picture.
Let's take it. Let's have these friends take it to picture-picture.
There you go.
Oh, how people make raincoats.
That's right.
How interesting. All right, here we go. How people make raincoats.
Now, when people make raincoats, they start with a special fabric that helps keep you dry. The fabric comes on big rolls like these.
They are big rolls. Look at all that fabric.
Well, it takes a lot of fabric to make enough raincoats for all the people who need them.
What are these people doing?
Well, these women are spreading the fabric out onto a long table.
And then what do they do with it?
Together they cut it to just the right size. Now you'll see in a moment.
Oh.
They're getting it ready to cut.
Snip, snip, snip.
Right through.
Are they going to meet in the middle? Aha.
There you go. Then they put down more fabric on top of this piece and cut it just like before.
Why do they do that?
So they can make more than one raincoat at a time. You see, each long piece of fabric is enough to make one raincoat.
Aha. And what are those?
It's a clamp that holds the fabric in place. Next, they put a pattern over the fabric. The pattern is a drawing that shows all the parts of the raincoat, like the front and the back and the sleeves.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Mm-hmm. And now it's time to use the electric knives to cut the different size pieces. They'll sew them together to make the raincoats.
Those are electric knives?
They're electric knives.
That's interesting to watch, isn't it? They work very carefully, don't they?
Oh, they certainly do. It takes a lot of practice to be able to do that cutting well.
I guess so. My, that's fascinating.
She's almost through cutting the pieces.
Mm-hmm. Now what?
Well, when all the pieces have been cut, this woman folds them and puts them together in a pile.
Is that the belt?
Oh, no, it's just a leftover piece of fabric that's used to tie the pieces together.
Oh. And those are enough pieces to make one raincoat?
That's right. It's time to sew everything together now. Uh-huh. And this woman unties the bundle of pieces. And takes them apart. And then begins to sew.
Boy, she works quickly.
Oh, yes, she does. She's probably made many, many raincoats.
I wonder if she ever thinks of all the people who will wear the raincoat she helps to make.
I know I would if I were she.
Now it's really beginning to look like a raincoat. I see the sleeve.
I do too. And this woman operates a tape machine.
Tape machine?
Yes, you see, all the places where the pieces have been sewn together are called seams.
Seam?
Yes, each seam needs to be covered with this special tape that will protect it from the rain. Here's how it works. The tape and the fabric are heated and then pressed together by that roller.
Really taking shape, isn't it? Are those the finished raincoats?
Oh, not quite. A few more things need to be added. Now, can you guess which piece she's sewing?
Is it the collar?
Right you are. She's adding some black cloth around the outside edge for some decoration.
Some collars ready to go on coats.
And this woman sews the collar to the coat.
I never knew it took so many people and so much careful sewing to make raincoats.
Learn something old every day.
That's for sure.
After she's finished sewing, she cuts off any extra pieces of thread and then checks her work to be sure everything is just right. Finally, this person puts on the snaps for closing and opening the raincoat. The machine presses the snaps into place. First, the bottom part of each snap is added down one side, and then the top part of the snap down the other side. Now the raincoats are finished. This woman carefully folds each one. She puts it into a plastic bag. And then into this box. And that's how people make raincoats.
Thank you very much, Mr. McFarland.
Oh, you're welcome.
Isn't that interesting?
I thought you would enjoy to see how people make raincoats.
Yeah, I'd like to show you something in the kitchen. Do you have a minute?
I do.
Right over here.
Oh, it's a miniature fountain. How does it work?
Turn that switch?
Uh-huh. Why, that's wonderful. You know something?
What?
Betsy would love to see this.
Mrs. McFarland?
That's right. May I take it and show it to her? I'll bring it back.
Of course. You may borrow it.
How do we carry it?
Well, first of all, I'll need to turn it off. Unplug it there.
Okay, there you go.
That's it. I have to be very careful with such a thing, you know.
Shall I hold the top part?
Get all the water in there.
Yeah. Alrighty.
That part. Now I'll need to pour this out. There's a water going down the kitchen drain.
Another waterfall.
Now, you want to use the bag?
Yes, it'd be easier to carry.
Okay, let's put this in first.
All right. There we go.
And then this one.
And then I'll put this
part. That goes in.
Right there.
Now you have another speedy delivery bag. Oh, do you need this?
No, we have one of those at home. So
all right,
fine. Thank you.
I'll just leave it.
Well, I'll be off.
Good
take
for
this short to Betsy. And remember, if there's anything you want, if there's anything you need, McFeely's Delivery brings it to you here with speed. Yes, our speedy delivery is a speedy delivery. Speedy delivery to you. Speedy delivery, friend. Friend, well, thank you, friend, for the fountain and the friendship. And I'll see you around the neighborhood.
Thank you, Mr. McFeely.
Bye-bye.
Delivery to you. Would you pretend that you're moving like water in a fountain? Just with your arms and hands. You know, how would you do that? Something like this? You can make up your own way of doing that. Move around. Move up and down. It's always good to visit with you. I come here, I go away, and I come back. It's always good to come back. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new and I'll have more ideas for you. And you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. We'll have a lot of things to talk about next time, won't we? Now, I brought something today with me. Oh, Mr. McFeely took it to show to Mrs. McFeely, the fountain. I'll be back next time. Bye-bye.
For anyone who would like to know, here's the PBS Neighborhood online address.